Paul talked with Patrick Kane. His high compliments for Blake Wheeler and his play this year. So he's one of those must-see guys on TV every night. Nice to get some praise from around the league, is it not, for him?
It is. I think our fans have had an opportunity to watch him play, and they see it. And then the people here that work every day to see him practice get to see it every day. He's a dominant force on the ice and a great leader for us. I'm really pleased with the recognition that he got with the All-Star game. I think he has been his mentorship of our young players, but also the tone setting that he does on a daily basis. We couldn't ask anything more from him.
A little bit of talk about culture building. What do you think your group is in terms of that, Paul? I mean, it's daily battle.
Yeah, I don't know if battle is the right word, but there seems to be a keen interest in it. The culture, and it's all also around how you want to play the game, right? As much on ice as it is the off ice camaraderie. When you're winning hockey games, it's a closer knit group. It's easier to be around each other. But we've got, you know, four or five veteran guys that have defined their game well for us, so they're very consistent with their game. And that's the biggest challenge for a young player that comes in, is consistency. So are you doing the things that the Winnipeg Jets need you to do to be a good player? And yeah. If you're not, do you have an example to look at? Do you have a place to go? We've got some pretty fine veteran guys. So we talked about Blake Wheeler. But look at what Matty Perreault has done in terms of what we've asked him to do. Dustin Byfuglien, in terms of changing his game a little bit. We've got leaders at each position and in different roles that have been pretty darn good examples for a young player. And that's really where the culture comes from, the consistency from your veteran leadership and defining how we work every day.
Paul, how much of an admiration was the first meeting back at your place a month ago from what you've seen from your team most of this year?
Well, maybe from our team, but I don't want to take away from what they did. They were really quick that game, really fast, great sticks. All the things that they're good at, their transition game was very sharp. The first goal was from their end of the ice straight down to our end of the ice. Their zone time, they lead the league in offensive zone time. They had to go back out either to the high slot or out to the point that they got to the net that went in. We didn't like our game. We were slow. In terms of the style of play that we want to play, but they were fast, and they absolutely deserve to beat us and beat us well.
Paul, you guys have been, you know, pretty deadly at home, but how important is it to continue to build on that road record? It's a couple over 500 now.
The road is is the story for our team up to the All-Star break, is we'll have 29 done. And that's a big number. So sometimes you have to survive on the road. That's probably what we've done to now. We haven't excelled on the road, but we've survived. And back-to-back Chicago and Minnie will probably keep in that attitude. We go into Calgary where we lost our second game of the year, and then back into San Jose and Anaheim, which are tough buildings. So surviving this road stretch between now and the All-Star break is really important for us.
What has Marco done well as of late?
You know what? He's done it all year. So you don't see him because we didn't play him for an awful lot of games. But he worked really, really hard to stay right. And that's a challenge for the amount of time that he was out. We just... You know, both of those wings on Matty Hendricks' line, Armia and Perreault, were playing so very, very well. They didn't have off nights. There wasn't a place to fit him in. And then he's come in, and I like him on the left, though. I think it's at the left is an easier position for him to play, so he's a little sharper with the puck. It's a little easier for him on his natural side. He's a smart player. He's got a really good stick, so that fits in with what we're trying to do.
Chicago has spruced up their lines, and they've been generating some momentum lately. What have you seen from them?
Just what they're really good at. Even, you know, in the game the other night, I don't get to see a lot of NHL games live, but through 30 minutes of that hockey game, I mean, I think they had about 6 minutes of zone time in the first period, 21 shots blocked, which they won't be happy about, but they put 14 up. So that's a really dominant game that they play. So that's our challenge tonight. We've got to be real careful with them off the rush. They lead the league in odd man rushes, and we're pretty good at not giving those up. And then we've got to end some of their zone time. We just can't let them roll around on us. It's going to happen. They're that good at it. But we've got to be able to break that cycle and get them into the boards and get the pucks out with some possession as well. We can't just dump it out on these guys because they'll counter too quickly on you. So these games are usually really, really fast. They all had been, I think, up until our last one. We weren't, but we're going to have to be faster tonight.
What's the biggest difference you can identify from this year's team compared to last year's?
We're talking about the Jets. I think some experience. You know, we put in so many young players over a two-year period. And now they come back, and, you know, Kyle Connor in some ways was for a while our only rookie in the lineup, and he skates really well. But just those 2 years of experience for a player like Nicky Eaters, great, great growth on our young players. We don't consider Nicky a young player anymore. I think he's all of 21 or 22. So we've been very fortunate. Our team has drafted really well, and they've drafted players that could come in, and while they're learning the game, still produce. That's unusual. They usually can't produce while they're learning the game, but these guys put up numbers while they were figuring out their routes. So we haven't spent nearly as much time this year teaching the basics to them.
What do you think the biggest difference has been in Connor Hallebuck's play from last year?
All things. First, him. His work this summer, he's physically stronger. The things that you see in all young men, right? He worked hard this summer, and he came back physically stronger, so he's able to hold his body position longer. And then we've played a better game in front of him. We haven't asked Connor, and if there was wood around, I'd be knocking on it with these guys tonight, but we haven't asked him to go post to post too often for those saves, and we asked him to do that an awful lot last year. So we've been a little better in front of him. That's given him a chance to build some confidence in any player, a first-year player or an all-star. The basis of their success is confidence, so he's got a little more.
As someone who spent a year in the KHL, what's it like to see the Jeff Bloss story here?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's probably a few days for anybody over there where the National Hockey League feels a long way away. So I enjoy those stories. I think anybody that, first of all, it's a great experience, but you certainly will come back with an appreciation of the National Hockey League like you never had before. So it's good. It's good. It's almost, that's certainly a place that you can play your dues. I'm not saying it's a fine life over there. They're great people. They really are. But it's not the National League. When you get a chance to come back, you enjoy it a lot more.